Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever, I'm the new Sinatra.
You were probably thinking Radio Boston might be the one place you wouldn't have to hear about Jay-Z and Beyoncé's new baby, Blue Ivy. And you'd be right. Sort of, since I just mentioned it. Instead, we're resurrecting a version of the Proud Papa's 2009 hit Empire State of Mind, because really, we're all in a granite state of mind today. In March 2010, Boston-based comedy trio The Super Secret Project burned up the internet with this parody. And back then, we talked to group members Christian Wisecarver and Darby DeChristopher. Today, on Primary Day, their video on YouTube is up over 2 million views. And now, as poll workers brace for the evening rush in New Hampshire, we thought we'd listen back to a granite state of mind. You'll hear Wisecarver's voice first. He wrote and performed the rap.
I know I was watching the real video one day on YouTube, and I remember thinking, like, the style of the video just showing off New York, it's like, ah, it makes me want to, like, live there, you know? It's such a tribute to where he's from. And I'm like, well, New Hampshire is so not New York City. So I just printed out his lyrics and just tried to make them, turn them into New Hampshire, you know?
Yeah.
He says Harlem, I say Salem. He says, Bed-Stuy, I say Bedford.
Down in Bedford, Homer Seth Meyers here. Also Sarah Silverman, we're funny motherfuckers here. We like to say what's up, guy. It's our way to say hi. In February, it is good to know a plow guy.
The song is so full of these wonderful New Hampshire references. And I'm just wondering, is there something about New Hampshire or New England in general that just made it really easy for you to pick all these things that you love about the state?
I think there were sort of two levels of that. The first was all the things that, as a kid growing up, I knew, like, I make reference to Markey's and Brown's, which are these two, like, rival seafood places in Seabrook. And I remember thinking, like, that's a real obscure little idiosyncratic thing.
Markey's vs. Brown's on the seafood. Tell me which one will you choose?
But I didn't want to just be, like, making hick jokes and farm jokes the whole time, because there is a lot more to the state than just that.
And Darby DeChristopher, you produced the song, and when you were doing that, were you actually worried that there were too many inside jokes?
You can also make people feel more like they're in the club. So when you mention something obscure that not everyone's going to get, if you get it, then you feel like you're part of it.
Webster, America's Stonehenge, long live the dairy trade, long live the old man, I'm from the granite state.
I'm just so impressed by the variety that you did get in there, because you do make the farm jokes, you do make some of the hick jokes, but you
right.
get literary jokes in there as well. I mean, Jay-Z kicks off his song by saying, I'm the new Sinatra, and you sing, I'm the new
Salinger, right, right.
I'm the new Salinger, because I could live anywhere, but I choose to live here, the middle of nowhere.
My favorite part, and I've been talking to a lot of people around here, their favorite part too is the incredible inclusion of Robert Frost.
Right.
The entire poem of...
That's my favorite part, too.
Stopping by the woods on a snowy evening. You got the whole thing in there. No, Robert Frost done to a hip-hop beat. Never thought I'd see the day.
These woods, these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. We will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. Gives his heart his bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep. And miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. That's
Darby, let me ask you. I mean, there's a lot of love in this song. But there's also, you know, some satire. You talk about how you don't have to wear your helmets in New Hampshire, motorcycle helmets. And you also talk about how you can buy liquor on the side of the highway. So is it a love song? Is it satire? Is it a little bit of both? Did it have any Granite Staters kind of taken it hard?
We, with a lot of our videos, we do have people that love them, and we do have people that can get offended. But I don't feel like we got so many of the people that were offended with this one, because I think it's funny because it's true. So even if we poke fun at New Hampshire, it's in kind of a way that if you're from there, you go, yeah, that is how it is. So I don't think anyone took it as an insult.
With the 603, where it's a fact, I don't know any Hispanics and just one black guy.
Well, before I let you go, there's one more thing I want to ask, because even though you got a ton of really both obscure and well-known New Hampshire references into A Granite State of Mind, there's a couple which I thought, I would have liked to have heard them. So I'm going to throw down this challenge.
Okay.
Like, I wonder, could you craft a rhyme right now that gets in the greatest of the lakes up in the lake region, Lake Winnipesaukee?
Let's see. All right, here we go. Catch me at the Widom War for Wildcats hockey, but wishing I was fishing on Winnipesaukee. There we go.
Nice.
Everybody pump your fist and yell, live free or die.
Live free or die.
Well, that's Christian Wisecarver.
Sometimes rapper.
And Darby DeChristopher. They are the hip-hop masterminds behind A Granite State of Mind. You can catch the video at our website, radioboston.org. Christian and Darby, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, the candidates will leave New Hampshire. They'll be in South Carolina. I'll be back in Boston along with our political roundtable to analyze the primary results.
That plus state support for public colleges and universities in Massachusetts is dropping. Some say now it's time to reverse the trend. That's all tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mozzie, and Jason Breslow.
Tim Skog is our technical director, and thanks to Eddie Mazulis and George Hicks for their expert technical help this week in Manchester.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
When this song makes me rich, I'm a move to right. Everybody pump your fist and yell, live free or die.
Live free or die.